There are 39 parables of Jesus, and I intend to share each of them through this feed over the course of Lent. Lent, however, is 40 days, and I think we can make do with the extra day. For those who are less familiar, Lent is a season to be reflective and seeking of one's relationship with God. You may know Lent as a time when Catholics try to stop bad habits, diet or fast, or make some other challenging sacrifice. I pray that during this time, going through the parables, God may be revealed to us, and by the end of the season, we can reflect on His good news. I'll read each parable from the New American Standard Bible. Keep in mind that some parables are in multiple books of the Gospel, so I will be sure to mention the version of the parable that I'm reading and note where the other instances are. This isn't the first Lent that I've read through the parables. I did this last two Lenten seasons ago, and I'm happy to do this again and to share it. My goal, first and foremost, is to create a clearer line of sight to my Heavenly Father. I understand the effort required for me in prayer and reflection in order to achieve that intimacy, and I have additional reasons for making this effort, but I will keep that to myself for now. My goal in sharing this with you is an act of gratitude. If you're listening to this, it's very likely that you know that I'm going through a challenging time. The love I've received in the last 2 months have really blown me away, and I don't yet know how to properly thank you. I pray that through reflection during this time, I can find out what I can do, and once I figure out what that is, I intend to say thank you properly. In the meantime, I hope in revealing my heart and sharing scripture that I may come out of this dark place, get through the winter, and live with love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is through your word and your life that we are able to have morality, and you are the moral code on which our humanity thrives. As I read the lessons through the parables of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray that we may be blessed with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I trust you are here with us. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray. Amen. So I'd like to start with Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23, where Jesus shares the parable of the sower and the seeds. This parable also shows up in Mark, chapter 4, in verses 3 to 8, and also continues on into verses 13 to 20, and in Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 8 and 11 through 15. So Matthew 13 starts with this. That day, Jesus went out to the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And the others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, and some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have in abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. for the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart in return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30.